All right, Dominicans, a special good afternoon to you wherever you are this time. Welcome to another Talk on the Block. Yes, it's Friday. I can hear some of you saying that, huh? Thank God, thank God. It's Friday. Just play to you guys a little motivation as you go into the weekend. Sometimes it's always good to feast on good things, huh? It's worth listening to sometimes. But Dominica, yes, it's about that time. Our Talk on the Block time for today, the 27th day of mighty August, I call this month, 2021. We're gonna try to have a jolly good time here this afternoon on this Talk on the Block. I know every time on a Friday here, especially on the hot seat, it's usually a packed program in the morning. And so yes, many of you who want to call and make your contribution, the time sometimes does not permit for that, okay? So guess what, for the first half hour this afternoon, I'm just gonna sort of open up the lines and give you that golden opportunity to call in Dominicans. It's the end of another working week. And so we say thank God for that as well. So it's your time, Dominicans. Please use that time very, very wisely. At the bottom of the hour, leading into the 2 o'clock hour, I'll be trying to make contact with Mr. Michael Pollack. That is one of the lawyers representing Mr. Mehul Shenobai Choksi in that unfolding matter where this man, Mr. Mehul Choksi, ended up on Dominica's shores through some very mysterious means. He, Mr. Choksi, kept saying and still keeps saying he was brought to Dominica against his will. But the authorities here in Dominica, they are saying or want us to believe something totally different. So this afternoon, I'm going to try my very best. Michael Pollack is a very busy man. I'm being told he's somewhere out there on the big blue marble. But I'll try to make contact and have a little discuss here with him to bring us up to date as to that unfolding matter. Dominica, let's take a break. It's the Talk on the Block time. We'll be back in just a bit. Let us do this here as we start our program.
Over the heat and humidity?
Yeah, boy, it's making hot.
Now's the time to invest in an energy-efficient Lennox AC unit from EMS Limited. Lennox AC units offers quiet cooling without bursting the bank. Ideal for home or business. Available in a variety of sizes. Installation and servicing by our factory-certified technicians. Choose Lennox. Choose EMS. And keep comfortable while in control of your energy cost. Call 255-6813 or visit us in Canfield next to Auto Trade. Say goodbye to the heat and hello to perfect air with Lennox AC.
Republic Bank Dominica advises the customers that the branch will be closed from 2 p.m. on Friday, August 27th, 2021, and reopens on Wednesday, September 1, 2021 at 8 a.m. On Tuesday, August 31st, only cash withdrawal services will be available in branch from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and card collection services will be available from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The branch will be closed on Monday, August 30th, 2021. The temporary closure is necessary as we convert systems and introduce our new banking platforms. Visit the bank's social media pages and website at www.republicbankdominica.com for more information.
At Ask the Fans Auto Center, we've got everything you need for your vehicles.
Wheel alignment and your balancing. Check us out for general servicing. Diagnosis for electrical, mechanical, air condition system.
Maintenance, brake transmission and power steering flush. Spare parts.
Vehicle accessories, automotive batteries, vehicle sales.
Distributors for Mitsubishi models.
Ask the Fans Auto Center. Ask the Fans Auto Center. Ask the Fans Auto Center.
Visit Ask the Fans Auto Center in Canefield today.
Ask the Fans Auto Center.
Ask the Fans
Auto Center. Ask the Fans.
Dominicans, welcome back. The time is 1:07. The numbers are 449-3095-3096-3097. Digital line, it is 616-4257. Your overseas line, 305-432-9624. This line was giving us some problem yesterday, but everything is A-OK now, that overseas line. Dominicans, yes, it is your time for the next half an hour thereabout. Alright, Dominicans, guess what? I think we gotta switch up here a little. Mr. Michael Pollack just made contact with yours truly and requested of me, because of his busy schedule somewhere out there, if I can make contact with him ASAP so that we get this out of the way. And so we'll switch it up. So let us do Mr. Michael Pollack in just a bit. And we'll leave the rest of the 2 o'clock hour, the half thereabout, for our time together. Let me see if I make contact with this brother. Thank you. All right, yes, the many listeners of Q95 at this time, I think I made my connection here with a lawyer representing Mr. Mehul Shenobai-Choksi, Mr. Michael Pollack. Gonna have a 5-10 minutes discussion with this brother here. Let me open up his line. He's a very busy, busy brother at this time. Mr. Pollack, good afternoon to you, sir.
Loftus, it's great to be with you and great to be back with the Dominican people there as well. I hope everyone is doing well.
Well, yes, we have recorded some deaths so far, our COVID situation here, but by and large, we are coping.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
Yes, Mr. Michael Pollack, in use of time, let us get right into the meat of things here. You are the attorney still representing Mr. Mehul Shenobai-Choksi. What can you tell the listening public in terms of an update thus far, sir?
Well, in regards to the case, what's happening is the Antiguan police force are investigating. I can tell you that I've been out in Antigua, and I've been helping with the case and helping Mr. Choksi with his matters as well. And I can say this, there was not one person I met in Antigua, whether that's from the police, the government, or the local people, who believe that he left Antigua voluntarily, who don't think a kidnapping took place. So when I tell your listeners that the Dominican authorities continue to prosecute Mr. Choksi for unlawful entry into the Commonwealth of Dominica, it really does show how ridiculous that is. Not one person in Antigua believes that he left the island voluntarily.
Yes, it is quite interesting that you said that, Mr. Pollack, because what I can tell you, being on the ground in Dominica as well, is that even if Mr. Choksi complained to the Dominican police that he did not enter Dominica illegally as charged, there has not been an aggressiveness by the Dominican police to investigate that matter or that statement from Mr. Choksi.
Well, I think that it's a really poor showing that the Dominican authorities haven't investigated the kidnapping and the rendition into Dominica. But even they've gone further than that. They continue to prosecute him after what's happened to him. They continue to prosecute him for unlawful entry. It's really beyond belief. And they're playing the Dominican people for fools. The Dominican authorities know exactly what happened. They know when Mr. Choksi was brought into Antigua. And they know about it because they were there when it happened. So that's how they know about it. But still, the Dominican prosecution authorities decide to prosecute the man after he's been kidnapped, he's been tortured on the ship over to Dominica, and then he's been forced into Dominica and handed over to the authorities there. And this story, the Dominican authorities probably wishing now that they didn't even get involved in India's really dirty business. They're probably wishing that now, but it's a story which is not going to go away. This is a story which will keep on playing out in the international media. You know, there'll be documentaries, there'll probably be Hollywood movies. So it's something which is not going away. And those in power in Dominica actually know what's happened here. So we ask them to stop the farce, stop the prosecution of Mr. Choksi after this terrible saga.
Yes, I also saw some communication where you're calling on some organizations within our jurisdiction, CARICOM, the OAS, and the like. Not the OAS, sorry, CARICOM, and organizations within our jurisdiction, basically to say something or try to do something where that sort of trumped up charge is concerned against your client, Mr. Choksi.
That's right. We reached out to CARICOM, to the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States as
yes.
well, saying, look,
yes.
this is happening within your organizations. It's bringing your members into disrepute. It's bringing the rule of law into disrepute in your areas as well. So we did write to them, contacted them, asked for a public statement. No public statement has been forthcoming. The OECS responded and says, well, this is a matter for the courts. But we can see in Dominica the way the courts are abused for political ends. And so to lay all our trust in the courts of Dominica is very difficult because of what we've seen happen when Mr. Choksi was brought into Dominica, he was kept incommunicado, he was kept away from his lawyers in the police station. And there was participation at the very highest level in Dominica. So their response was very disappointing, because this whole incident has really shone a spotlight on the region. And they should be standing up for the region, saying, this is not right, this is a place where the rule of law applies.
Yes. I heard here, I played here, Mr. Polak, an interview that the two men alleged who brought Mr. Choksi to Dominica, their response. What do you make, sir, of their response thus far?
Well, I urge your listeners to go and watch them and watch the way they deliver what they're saying as well. In regards to their response, they say, oh, it's all, I was there on holiday. I was cruising around the Caribbean on a holiday. And they were there in April. They were refused entry to the Commonwealth of Dominica because they were suspected of people trafficking on that trip. And then a few weeks later, they're on the very same boat. Mr. Choksi says, brought him into Dominica. And so either they're the unluckiest men in the world, or they're part of this kidnapping. And I'll leave your listeners to make up their mind on that.
Yes, Mr. Polak, I know you're a very busy man. You just spared me 5-10 minutes. So anything else you just want to say as we wind up here?
Well, I just like to say I've heard that Dominican people are very skeptical about the stories which have been put out. I ask the Dominican people to take with a pinch of salt things they see put out on so-called Caribbean news websites, because there's a number of Caribbean news websites who purport to be Caribbean news websites, but they're registered in Punjab, in India. So I ask your listeners just to be smart to that and to understand the way that kind of propaganda operates. But from everything that I've heard and that's been told to me, the people of Dominica are not buying the line that he decided to travel to Dominica himself. The Antiguan people definitely don't believe that. The authorities in Antigua definitely don't believe that either.
Yes, thank you. And so finally, sir, that investigation, for sure, it continues.
The investigation continues. This story will go on for years. It will be, as I said, documentaries, movies. So it's about time that people started telling the truth about what's happened here.
Mr. Polak, thank you very much, sir.
Lovely to speak to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dominique, I'm also trying to locate, as it were, Mr. Agarwal, one of the lead attorneys for Mr. Choksi in India. As soon as I can, make contact and confirmation with this brother, you will hear that discussion as well. But you heard it from the British-based attorney representing Mr. Choksi that investigation continues. I just thought I'd bring you guys an update as we close off this week. Let's take a break, Dominicans, at this time. Pay some bills. We'll be right back in just a bit. Let's do this.
It's summertime, and your number one first quencher, Quenchy Soft Drink, brings you the biggest back-to-school promotion. Quenchy Soft Drink gives you a chance to win big this summer. Here's how. Every time you purchase a bottle of any Quenchy flavor, you get a chance to win. Write your name, address, and telephone number on the form given to you. Completed forms will be collected weekly from your place of purchase. The first draw will be on July 16th and the final draw on August 27th, 2021. Every 2 weeks, there will be lucky winners. Win prizes such as vouchers for school supplies, paid tuition, and the grand prize, an Apple iPad. The more Quenchy soft drinks you drink, the bigger your chances of winning. So, drink Quenchy soft drinks this summer and win big. Quenchy soft drinks bottled by Josephine Gabriel and Company Limited. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention British American insurance policyholders. The deadline for registration of your policies to become part of the BACL legal action before the Caribbean Court of Justice is approaching. Even if you've misplaced your documents, you are still eligible, subject to verification of your claim after registration. Contact your case manager, Jeffrey Douglas Murdoch, at 440-0816 or 440-6901. Your investment reflects a lifetime of work. Don't give it up without a fight. Sign up with BACL today. BACL, financial justice within reach.
At Ask the Fans Auto Center, we've got everything you need for your vehicles.
Wheel alignment and your balancing. Check us out for general servicing. Diagnosis for electrical, mechanical, air condition system.
Maintenance, brake transmission and power steering flush. Spare parts.
Vehicle accessories, automotive batteries, vehicle sales.
Distributors for Mitsubishi models.
Ask the Fans Auto Center. Ask the Fans Auto Center. Ask the Fans Auto Center.
Visit Ask the Fans Auto Center in Canefield today.
This is Asa Banton, your Trapiton Water Ambassador, with your hurricane tip for today. Insurance checkup. Ensure that your home and car insurance policies are up to date and covers hurricanes, flooding protection, etc. Be prepared and remember to stock up on Trapiton Water.
Dominica, as we are moving along here, at this time I want to send out condolences messages to our brother Kalai John Baptist and family on the losing of his dad. I'm being told from one family member at this time that Mr. John Baptist, his name is Mr. Sylvester John Baptist, and his Kalai John Baptist dad died yesterday at the COVID facility in the north. And the Nunu's family at this time, Janice, Bruno and others, they are sending their regards as well to Kalai and the entire family. Okay, so again, Mr. Kalai John Baptist, you and your family, we at Q here sympathize with you in your time of bereavement. And to all the other grieving families at this time, we're going through a terrible time as they continue to mourn the loss of their loved one. All right, Dominica, it's your time. 449-3095, as promised. 3096-3097. 616-4257. Overseas line being 305-432-9624. It's your time.
together with Helen, the Lady Lucia, who catching she nanan because of Corona. She crying, holding she head outside the treasury. How they squandered all that bread? The government of this country, they said we were doing well. How we end up, so she want me tell. So on behalf of everyone, she said to ask teachers the question.
Where the money gone?
Telling me they inherit a broke treasury, but they never telling me how much they get from CIP. That is scary and she worry we will soon die in poverty. Look now, even the NIC must have
somebody them. Wants to hear this number out there. Where are the money gone? Dominic, I've got a press statement from the Ministry of the Foreign Affairs, International Business and Diaspora Relations here.
Help me, Lord help me.
Answer Lucia question.
Lord help me, Lord help me, Lord help me.
Get out of this city.
On the just concluded high-level meeting here, which took place at the Kempinski Resort and Spa.
Yeah.
While the telephone lines are not lighting up just yet, let me see if I can go through that press release, okay? This press release comes from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, International Business and Diaspora Relations. It reads, Rosa Dominica, the United Nations Special Committee on Decolonization, that is C24, opened its regional seminar to the Caribbean at the Kempinski Resort and Spa this morning. The Commonwealth of Dominica is honored to welcome all delegates who will be in Dominica for the August 25th to 27th event. The seminar will be held within the framework of the start of the fourth international decade for the eradication of colonialism 2021 to 2030. This year's theme is Chartering a Dynamic Course for Decolonization. In commencing the fourth international decade and in the light of the coronavirus disease pandemic, through commitment to mandate, collaboration, pragmatism, and agility. Among other agenda items is the committee is expected to examine the issue of the Moroccan Sahara. The Commonwealth of Dominica reiterates its full and unwavering support to all political process held under the exclusive auspices of the United Secretary General, aimed at reaching a realistic, practicable, enduring political solution based on compromise to the regional dispute between Morocco and Algeria over the Moroccan Sahara. The Commonwealth of Dominica reaffirms its steadfast support to the autonomy initiative, which within territorial integrity and national sovereignty as the only compromise solution for this artificial regional dispute. This initiative, submitted by the Kingdom of Morocco, is in full conformity with international law, the UN Charter, the General Assembly, and Security Council resolutions. It should be stressed that the United Nations Security Council, in all its successive resolutions since 2007, including 2,548 adopted in October 2030, 2020, welcomed the serious and credible efforts of Morocco, namely the Autonomy Initiative, to resolve this regional dispute. The Commonwealth of Dominica commends and welcomes the socio-economic development of the Moroccan Sahara, thanks to the efforts and investments of the Kingdom of Morocco within the framework of the new development model of the Moroccan Sahara launched in 2015. This model has greatly empowered the populations of the Moroccan Sahara and raised the human development indices in the region. The Commonwealth of Dominica expresses its admiration to Morocco's substantial human rights achievements, welcomed by the Security Council resolutions in 2548. The Commonwealth of Dominica reiterates its concern regarding the situation of the populations in the Tindouf camps in Algeria, in particular, the violations of the fundamental human rights and freedoms. The Commonwealth of Dominica reaffirms the need for the registration of the populations sequestered in the Tindouf camps in conformity with international humanitarian law, with the mandate of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, with all Security Council resolutions since 2011. The seminar will consider recent developments with due respect for the 17 non-self-governing territories in the region, Pacific and other regions, on a case-by-case basis, particularly in the context of the coronavirus pandemic. The seminar conclusions and recommendations will be considered by the special committee and subsequently be tabled in the General Assembly. That was the press release that came from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs here.
We're a go for rocket launch.
Roger.
Engines ready.
Yay, Daddy.
Liftoff in 3, 2, 1.
Kids, breakfast is ready.
Ooh, launch postponed.
Give yourself a strong start to the day with Dutch Lady. Milk with essential nutrients, calcium, vitamins, and protein. Dutch Lady, building strong families since 1871.
Dominican, someone is writing here. Lofty, please play the song, Where the Money Gone. Someone is also writing here, they should be holding that conference, in the Moroccan hotel. Some of the listeners out there wants this number.
Outside the treasury, how they squandered that bread.
Nika, it's 23 minutes to 2 o'clock.
They said we were doing well, how we end up, so she want me tell. So on behalf of everyone, she said to ask Tisha's the question.
Where the money gone?
I knew that text was coming. Someone is saying, Lofty, ask Kerrit where the money gone. Question time indeed.
Lucia asking the question. They everywhere boasting how they can borrow. FFF they giving a contract so proto. Every budget they telling me they inherit a broke treasury. But they never telling me how much they get from CIP. That is scary and she worry. We will soon die in poverty. Look now, even the NIC must help their foreign friends and family.
Where the money gone?
Where? I know lots of you folks loving this one as we move into the weekend. Caller, yes?
Yes, good afternoon, Lofty, and how are you doing?
My brother, good afternoon.
Lofty, I think it is very, very interesting that the government that have the Dominican people under hostage with one Anthony Hayden is sitting down with people talking about colonization. Lofty, you can imagine what kind of people we are. I mean, Roosevelt Kerrit have Dominican colonized with a Lebanese with all our passport money in outside banking, offshore banking. And that man have the guts, the audacity to sit down in the mix of other people saying that they have a meeting on decolonization when he is on the process of colonizing his people. I mean, I cannot think of any way else than devil has taken those people possession. They have been controlled by Satan. And if Dominican people do not take a stand to really identify where we are, I myself know I am on my way out. But these young people that is coming and pretending that they don't know or they don't want to know what is going on, I am just saying I am sorry for them, because you see in the administration is being controlled by Satan, by devil himself. I mean, you cannot be doing something and going and talk against it. We're being colonized by Anthony Hayden, Lebanese, with Roosevelt Kerrit. And these people have the guts, in the eyes of Dominican, wide open, going and sit down and talking about decolonization. My God, I am saying, I mean, that is the last thing for Dominican. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much here for your point. Let's take a few more calls. This one coming in here from the overseas line. Caller, yes?
Greetings, my brother.
Greetings, sir.
Yeah, okay. Since the vouchers that have been issued is on a name of the man holding the office of Prime Minister. Not Prime Minister, but on his name it is. Is it? Does it say Roosevelt Kerrit? Hello?
What's that, sir? What's that? What are you asking?
The voucher that's been distributed, is it written that it's been distributed from Roosevelt Kerrit or the Prime Minister? What does it say?
So let me read what is on that voucher for you. Let me see if I just get my notes here.
100, yeah.
Where is it? Let me just read that. I read it this morning, but maybe you did not catch it at the time. It reads here, thank you. And I guess he's thanking the health workers. Thank you for your dedicated service in the fight against COVID-19, a gift from the Honorable Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Dominica. That is the inscription on that voucher.
Okay, so does that, would that mean that it's coming from the office of the Prime Minister? As, for example, he's the Minister for Finance. So that means he'll be representing the government, is it?
Well, my brother,
we don't really know whether it's...
Whatever that means, then it's scary to come and untie or unravel what that really
means.
Yeah,
I agree. I agree. He is the one who's supposed to clarify. Because I'm saying, if it was directly from him, it would mean that because he doesn't have that kind of money. If he has that kind of money, he has to be getting it from somewhere, and most obviously the state's money. So he would have to be challenged, whether by the police, the FIU, or is it the FIU Financial whatever Intelligence Unit, or
yes.
Other institutions, for example, do they have whatever the position that this guy was holding, what's his name, Clarence Christian, somebody in the position would have to challenge him, if he is taking the money from the state to give it to people on his name, it means that he will have to be arrested. So he can't do that. Where does he get that money from? He doesn't have that kind of money. He hasn't worked. His salary doesn't permit him to do that. Thanks very much, my brother.
Thank you, my brother, for your comment. Thank you. Someone is writing here via a WhatsApp message. Roosevelt's carried only hear questions from folks who mobilize, organize, and protest. And if I know this brother very, very well, he has been saying that for some time. In terms of mobilizing, organizing, and protesting. And I will tend to agree with him. That's the only language that dictators understand, huh? And right here before our very eyes in Dominica, if we are not brave and bold enough to nip that situation in the bud, which to me have already gotten out of control, sort of, then we are staring down another Mugabe and Zimbabwe-like situation right here in Dominica. I am on the ground. I am in the kitchen. And yes, I am feeling the heat. So I can speak like that with a certain level of authority. Let's go back to take some calls here. It's 15 minutes to the hour of 2 o'clock. This line, caller, yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
If it is Mr. Kerry's own money that he's giving away, I don't mind it, you know, whatever his deficit is posted like that. But if it is money from the Treasury of the Commonwealth of Dominica, then, as customary from every other leader before Mr. Skerritt, they always said from the government and people of Dominica. Is that true, Lofty?
Yes, that is true, you're on point.
Right. The government and people of Dominica. So, Mr. Skerritt maybe want to gain some kind of support or points. So he erroneously and mischievously, if it is money from the Treasury, saying that it comes from Roosevelt.
Caller, just stick a pin here. And do you know, caller, on that note that we are discussing, you know the amount of persons in the cabinet who is sitting with Roosevelt Skerritt, having meetings every Tuesdays? They are upset at that move, but they dare not come out and say, Roosevelt, that is wrong, I am upset. Do you know that, caller?
But why should the financial secretary be scared of anything? You know, because he will, whoever that person is, will also have to answer questions. That person doesn't realize that. They also have to answer questions because this is the financial secretary and the accountant general also. When they see those things, all right, they should in fact, called me suspect and said, sir, I think there's a mistake here. It should be corrected. It should read, coming from the government and people of Dominica. I am giving them the benefit of the doubt that they did it, but knowing results carried him, I just tell him, no, hello, do what I say.
All right, caller, thank you very much for your comment here. Let's take a few more comments coming in here. We got to wind it down in just a bit. Caller, yes, overseas line.
Yes, good afternoon, Lofty.
Good afternoon, sir.
You got an open line, Lofty?
We are zeroing on the idea of the voucher for now. That is the topic at hand. The $100 voucher. That's where we are. But yes, we have an open line because I said it earlier. Are you there, caller? Caller, are you there? Seems we got disconnected. Try me back, brother. Let's do this, a couple of voice notes. Let's do this one first.
Lofty, good afternoon. It's me again. You know, Dominica is really in a sad state. You know, listening to this man and his comments and talking about the young people where they're often thought of as the future. I think half or maybe more of the young people in Dominica, they are already indoctrinated in this kind of thing that is going on in Dominica right now, this type of governance. Because I listened earlier during the week, and I'm hearing that, you know, the students who were away in this university, that, you know, a lot of them went back to Dominica to vote. They were forced to come back. I'm not too sure if they were forced to come back or if they really wanted to do that. Since some of them made the comment that, you know, we are coming back to put this government there. So if the people he's sending out there to educate themselves still have the same mentality, and then they're going to finish their education and come back to Dominica with that mentality, what future does Dominica have? If that's how the young people are already thinking, and that's all they know. You know, it's just a sad situation. Anyway, I'm just saying, Lofty, good afternoon, Dominicans. It's the weekend. Be safe, okay?
Be safe as well. Dominicans, and do you know the saddest thing about that situation? It is people who profess, yes, and I said it right, people who profess to be Christians call after Christ's name, that find themselves caught up in this melee, as I call it, this corruption melee. You guys know what is right, but for some reason, you choose to do the opposite. You guys are in church every Saturday, every Sunday, every day of the week, the church doors are opened. At least, maybe, thank God. Thank God, Scarlett closed those doors. Because they've been open, some of them. It doesn't mean much in terms of practicing what you preach. So just maybe I'm saying, thank God these doors are closed. At least for the time being. But yes, the greater point is here. It is people who are so-called called after his name that finds themselves in that level of corruption, that aid and abet what is going on in our country. You guys have children. You guys have grandchildren. Some of you got great-grand, and you expect them to do anything better? Do you really expect them to do anything better? When you guys are in that mood, line, hook, and sinker, in terms of helping to facilitate put Dominican on its knee. You know better, folks. You know better. And so that is why I'll continue to call, make a special appeal, make a special call to the spiritual people out there, those of you still true to that calling. You guys still got what it is called a conscience. Please, gentlemen and women, be true to your calling. Don't be like the Jumping Jacks set that spring up in action when it suits them. You're seeing, you're hearing, you know what is wrong, what is taking place in this country. Grow some balls, man. What should I tell the women, girl? Lofty, leave that alone. Now let's take a few. Caller, yes.
Good afternoon, Mr. Adira.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Adira, you have a particular male caller that always talk about the people. And he's like, ears, his ear. He doesn't get a listening ear when he's talking about the people. A while ago, I was listening. I hear that it's the people that have Dominica in the situation. So for you to get a solution, unless the people don't come out, you will not get anything. Thank you.
Thank you. This line, caller, you're next.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Lofty, something is going wrong because I'm hearing you and another lady is on the line speaking.
You are hearing the other lady on the line because your listening device is reverberating in your background. That is why. So turn it off and please just speak to me in your listening device.
Away from it.
Yes.
Yes, Lofty, I'm on here now.
Yes.
Okay. Lofty, I didn't hear you this morning, but everything about that vulture is wrong. And what Roosevelt Skerrit is doing, he's continued to enslave our people mentally. Mental slavery. Now, you cannot be giving people a check and telling them, dictating to them where they have to spend this check. I mean, I'm just surprised. I'm just surprised. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you for your comment. This line.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Loftus. I have a little challenge there I would like to make mention of. Day before yesterday, a gentleman was working on King's Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And a young guy just comes, opens the man's bus, and takes the man pill with all his tools, his mechanic tools. For like 30 years, the man have his tools. And the young guy just come, open the man's bus, take the tools, and walk out. Pass in front of a police van, and just walk down to maybe Fresh Market area. So we want to make an appeal to if anybody brings a pail of mechanic tools to somebody to purchase it, and we'll give them twice their money, twice the purchase. We don't want the police, we wouldn't call police for them, we just need the tools. When you steal somebody's tools, you're trying to kill them. Imagine that mechanic, that's what he do for his livelihood. And a guy is coming and just, walk away with all the man tools he have for 30, 40 years. Roughness, thanks for the opportunity, but I hope that call will fall on deaf ears.
Let's hope not. Thank you very
Thank
much
you.
As well. Thank you. Dominica, it's 5 minutes to that good old hour. Let's take our final break. We'll be back to wrap up here very, very soon.
There's never been a better time to switch to Flow. Switch now and get your 30-day prepaid plan with 50 gigabytes of data for only $50. That's only $1 per gig to keep you connected so you can do more of the things you do. Visit us in-store today and let us know you're ready to switch. We'll take it from there. Terms and conditions apply. Relationships are much better when you keep them fresh, just like your Flow prepaid combo plan. Simply stay topped up on your 7 or 30-day always-on plan and get an extra 3 gigabytes of data free when your plan auto-renews. Now that's fresh. Dial *129# to activate and stay topped up to enjoy more savings. Terms and conditions apply.
Madam Boboy Made, Laukali, Idikote Rice and Company. Yele Rice and Company, the only company I know with rice was cooking more than back and neck. Mawi di last valley shock. I said Bryce, Idi O's the plus nephew, where you have a roofing material and seamless gutter ring? Yes. 24 gauge governors, all colors. Ever open Nipu Gaspiel Agent, they program the computer to give you the exact size you want. And the seamless gutter ring, aluminum, that can better withstand the elements you have in a easy way, so no leaking after a while. And so much more. Bryce and Company, the by a bank close to the old mill at Enfield. Telephone is 617-2468.
Life is better with a Digicel Prime plan. Turn on your data to stay connected and entertained on the go. Don't stress about Wi-Fi access. Just enjoy more movies on Playgo, more sports on Sportsmax, more radio on Go Loud, and more music on D-Music. No surprise charges, only entertainment. Get a one-day Prime Starter data plan for only $3 in the My Digicel app. Digicel, better together.
The views expressed in this radio program are not necessarily those of Q95 FM Radio. Q95 FM Radio will not accept any responsibility or liability for the statements made during the course of this program.
Alright, Dominicans, it's about that time when we gotta start to pull down the curtains and things. But I think we can slide in one or two more calls in the meantime. Caller, very brief, please.
The vulture. What is wrong with the
vulture? You heard exactly what is wrong with the food vulture this morning, brother. Stop acting like a soul. Just to let it stick in your cranium. What is wrong with the food voucher? We did not say anything is necessarily wrong with the food voucher per se. That is how you guys twist things. What is wrong is the process and the inscription thereof on that voucher. Says the voucher says a gift compliments Roosevelt's carrot. It didn't say compliments the government of Dominica. And I'm being told, I saw in print, that the monies to these merchants will be coming from the government's coffers. And that is what is fundamentally wrong, sir. Dominica, that is it for us. That is it for me. That is it for you. My final word of encouragement to us out there. People shouldn't be afraid of their government. Rather, government should be afraid of the people. It is time for us to wake up. Wake up others as well. Stop complying with a brainwashed society. Start organizing strategic solutions and fight for what is right. My final words to you. People shouldn't be afraid of their government. On the contrary, their government should be afraid of the people. It's time for us to wake up and also wake up others. Stop complying with the brainwashed society. Start organizing strategic solutions and yes, fight for what is right. And on that note, Dominica, thank you very much. Yours truly, Loftus Durand. I'm signing out till Sunday at 4 o'clock the hour. With Paula and myself, if the good Lord above is willing, we'll be with you on this radio station. The Digicel Hour is up next.